have space for two testimonies. Two people share a testimony quickly. Any two people? Just come to the front. Just come immediately. Okay, we have one. Two. I'll add one more to be the third person. Third person. Don't come and meet me after service and say, "Pastor, I have testimony." Okay.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, people. I want to testify.
Do something about this mic.
Hello, good morning, all. I want to testify to the goodness of God in my life and the life of my family.
You see now.
All right. So we slated our wedding for April 10th this month, and the wedding was in Sokoto. Everybody I meet and I'm getting married in Sokoto, they will be like, "How? Now please, how are you going to go? How are you going to come back?" I thank God because we committed everything into God's hand and He took absolute control of everything. I also want to thank God. Towards the wedding, like some 2 months before, we started having some issues in my current place of work. I was so disturbed that I'm getting married and then I'm about to lose my job. And miraculously, God opened another way. I got employed in another place and I'm going to resume March 24th by God's grace. So I want to glorify the name of the Lord for His mercy.
Praise God. I want to bless the name of the Lord because it's been awesome in my family. I want to thank God because my job makes me to travel all around the states and the country. And I've been going and coming back safely. Last week, I wasn't in church. I had to go to Bayelsa. And the road from Port Harcourt to Bayelsa is always scary with the kidnapping. But God made it possible for me to go safely, and I came back home safely. Also, yesterday, God gave me a new car, and I want to give God.
Praise the Lord. You want a new car? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now that we are personalized, we are praising God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I want to bless the name of the Lord. And I want to give all glory to Him, for indeed our God is faithful, is dependable, and is merciful. And God answered prayers. A sister was to travel, I think 2 days ago, and prayers has gone ahead of her. And getting to the airport, there is one letter that is required. I got a wind of it and I asked, "I hope you have this letter." And she was telling me the story that there is another one that's supposed to serve as that letter. And on getting to the airport, they were to go and check in, and they insisted that that letter is a must. The place where it's going, on a good day, nobody should be in the office by that time. And all that and all that. But one thing is, while all this trouble was going on, and it got to a point that the flight has to be cancelled and all that, she has to go back home and process that letter before she can reschedule everything and all that. She was leaving the airport to home. I know a word dropped in my heart that He has gone ahead of us to straighten every crooked places. And I was praying, the panicking was there everywhere and all that. But as God will have it, she sent a mail right from the airport there that she needs this letter urgently and all that. After the story, nobody in the office and all that. Before she knew it, as she was going back home, the letter dropped. They were almost closing the checking, all these stuff. So when the letter dropped, they turned back to the airport and another thing started. So they have to open the ticket that had been cancelled and all that. But to God be the glory. The captain took her by hand and moved her to the plane while they were packaging every other thing, and the journey was successful. God is faithful. God is faithful. I give glory to God, and I give glory to everyone that was there for us. Glory be to God. Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for these testimonies. We give you all the praise. May greetings be permanent and continuous in our families. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Can I have your seat? Holy, holy, holy Lord. Almighty, in the morning,
my soul shall rise to thee. Holy God, holy,
this morning our praise rise unto you. We thank you for what you are doing. We magnify you for your works in our midst. For who you are, we thank you. You are God all by yourself. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Revelation chapter 1 verse 4. There are dimensions of the spirit that the Lord wants us to experience. There are various dimensions of the Holy Spirit that the Lord wants us to have an encounter with. There are various attributes, characteristics of the Holy Spirit that the Lord wants us to have a personal encounter with. And these dimensions in the Bible is called the seven spirits of God. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. There are seven spirits before the throne of God, and God wants us to have an encounter with this dimension of the seven spirits that are before the throne of God. Let's jump to Revelation 5, 6. Revelation 5, 6, because of our time. And behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamp, as it had been slain, having seven horns, and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. So there was seven spirits before the throne, and there was a lamb that had seven eyes representing seven spirits of God, which are sent forth into the earth. So there is seven spirits before the throne of God, and these seven spirits have been sent forth into the earth. Not to watch it as television, but to experience the dimensions of these seven spirits. Pastor, are you saying there are seven Holy Spirits? No. I'm saying there is one Holy Spirit. There is a sevenfold spirit. This Holy Spirit, that is one, has seven manifestations. Various manifestations. Seven manifestations. Seven revelations. Seven characteristics, seven natures, seven expressions, seven virtues, seven operations. People have called it different name. There is one spirit with sevenfold. If you look at the banner for the program, e-flyer, you will see a Jewish lamp there. It's called a lampstand. You will see it. Under it, it is like an oil. And it has seven branches. It's the same lamp. Oil supplied, but it lights seven places. But it is one lamp. If you read Revelation 4:5, that's what the Bible says. The seven lamps before him, which are the seven spirits of God. One Holy Spirit that manifests in seven dimensions, seven operations. And God wants us to understand these dimensions and make sure we have encountered and experienced these dimensions of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 11. I'll take verses 1 and 2 for the purpose of this service. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. Pastor, what are then these seven dimensions? What are then these seven spirits of God? Isaiah 11, 2. I've read it. Can we all read it together as a church? 1, 2, go. And the Spirit of the Lord. Okay. Understanding. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God. These are the seven eyes of God. These are the seven lamps of God. These are the seven dimensions of the Holy Spirit that you must experience. These are the seven dimensions of the Holy Spirit that you must operate in. Can we count them one after the other? Let's go. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That's one. The Spirit of wisdom. Two. The Spirit understanding. Three. The Spirit of counsel. Four. The Spirit of might. Five. The Spirit of knowledge. Six. And the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. So there are seven dimensions of the Holy Spirit that the Lord wants us to enjoy. Let's talk about the first dimension. The Spirit of the Lord. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And ye shall receive power when the Spirit of the Lord, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. There is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that we know about, that most of us think that is the end of it. Is the dimension of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Is the dimension of the power of the Spirit. That dimension is a dimension that is called the Spirit of the Lord. Is a dimension that gives us boldness. Is a dimension that gives us dominion. Is a dimension that makes us overcome the enemy. Is a dimension that makes us to subdue the enemy. Is a dimension that came upon the prophet that makes them look at kings, tyrants, and point at them and say, your kingdom is numbered. It's the dimension that makes them look at them and say, it is you and your family that are brought out this kingdom. It's the dimension that look at them and say, don't fear the Lord. By this time tomorrow, is the dimension of the Spirit of the Lord. Is that dimension that help us to fight spiritual battles? Is that dimension that make us see war and face war? Is that dimension that came upon the judges and the kings? Read your Bible, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul. Saul, you shall, as you go, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord was coming. Is that Spirit that gives us power for service? Is that Spirit that gives us dominion? Is that Spirit that makes us the key things and make them to come to pass? Is the dimension of the Spirit. The Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us the Spirit of the Lord, of sound mind, of love, and of power. Is the Spirit of the Lord that gives us confidence to move ahead.
wherever you see, then the Spirit came upon. The Spirit came upon in the Bible. Is the dimension, first dimension. Is the popular dimension we know. Is the one that makes us lay hands on you and people fall. Is the one that makes us preach and things happen. Is the dimension that brings signs and wonder. Is the dimension of power. And the Nigerian church understands this dimension of the Spirit. And so we limit the Holy Spirit to this one dimension. But according to Isaiah 11, there are various dimensions of Him. It's the dimension of the Spirit of the Lord that makes us subdue. Subdue. Can we pray together? Say, I come by the Spirit of the Lord. And I subdue every challenge. Whatever has kept me in a singular place that has prohibited my movement, I come by the Spirit of the Lord and I trample over you in the name of Jesus. I come by the Spirit of the Lord. Whatever is tying me down, preventing me from moving, let there be a movement for me by the Spirit of the Lord. I come by the Spirit of the Lord and I proclaim a movement. I proclaim a change in the name of Jesus. I come by the Spirit of the Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Is that dimension that brings signs and wonders? In the second service, our dear sister shared a testimony. Had two training rooms or some training rooms in her office meant to be let out. And maybe 2 years, nobody has taken that particular training room. And she was in church 2 weeks ago when I started talking about the blood of Jesus. And I said, anything that has not moved in your shop, in your business, go there and sprinkle the blood of Jesus. She now said when she gets one, she will move into that training room. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And lo and behold, somebody walked into the office last week and say, I need this training room. And he took it for 1 year. 1 year. It has been there, not taken. But the blood came. The Spirit of the Lord is a dimension that wrought signs. I wonder. By the Spirit of the Lord, we come today. Whatever has been making you to cry, let there be a solution for you. In the name of Jesus. So that's one dimension. The second dimension of the Holy Spirit that God wants us to know is the dimension I love so much. Is the dimension of the Spirit of wisdom. You can have power if you are not wise. The wise, you will become a puppet in the hand of a wise. A man of God with the anointing without wisdom will end up being annoyed all the time. A man of God with signs and wonders without a dimension of wisdom will be played with by darkness. There's a dimension of power and there's a dimension of wisdom. And brethren, listen to me. Wisdom is power and it is superior to physical power. Wisdom, a man of wisdom always rules. Listen to me. If you operate by the Spirit of wisdom, it's just a matter of time. You will get to the top of where you are. It's wisdom. Wisdom, the Spirit of wisdom, is God's supernatural thoughts made available to you by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom is God's intelligence made available for you by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom is God's plan of the future, God's will, God's mind concerning that thing made available for you. If you must be lifted, if you must be elevated, you need the operation of a Spirit of wisdom. You need to understand that the Holy Spirit comes and gives you wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom gives you insight into spiritual things. It gives you insight into the business you are doing. It gives you insight into your career. This spirit of wisdom cannot be taught. It cannot be studied. It cannot be bought. It can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit. It's a revelation of wisdom that comes only by revelation of God. And it's what lifts you above the enemy, above circumstance, above situation. Some people are struggling. Right beside them is the solution. Inside them, the Holy Spirit wants to speak. But they are not giving rest. Atalabaka, every power. Yes. You have done every power. Calm down. Listen to the spirit of wisdom. Let God speak his thoughts to you. God has the intelligence. He wants to inform you. He wants to open your eyes to it. It's not every time that we use the spirit of the Lord, that dimension of always fighting. Life is not always a battle. Life needs wisdom. And the spirit of wisdom has come. And it is for us. That wisdom is found in Christ. Colossians 2:3. In Christ is hidden all the treasures. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and understanding. That spirit of wisdom that Christ embodied it. Jesus Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. This wisdom can be found in Christ. Everyone that must reign and rule and do well in life must have the spirit of wisdom. If you move up to the top without the spirit of wisdom, you will crash land shamefully before everybody. Let me repeat myself. If you are promoted beyond the spirit of wisdom, you will crash land woefully, shamefully before everybody. It's not getting to the top. It's having wisdom to reign and rule and walk at the top. That's why Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. With all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is principal. It has a causing called understanding. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Get knowledge. Have discretion. Have insight. And you know James says, anybody that needs wisdom, let him ask. Ephesians 1:17-18. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. At the first service, the choir sang one powerful song about knowing God. We need wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. The Bible says anyone that lacks wisdom, he can ask for it. But I'm here to tell you, the Holy Spirit is in you. And he has dimension of wisdom, not of power alone. So when you speak in tongues, it's not for power alone. For wisdom. The third spirit mentioned there is a spirit of understanding. Understanding means comprehension. Whenever I teach about the Bible, when we talk about the Bible itself or about dreams, there's something I keep explaining to people. That is where people have missed it. That is where powerful true prophets has been called false prophets. Because they don't understand the dynamics of these things. Number one, there is a revelation. There is an interpretation. There is an application. The message I'm preaching to you now is like a revelation. It's the message. There is an interpretation of that message in your heart. There is an application of that message. This message will bear fruit for you according to your understanding of what I'm saying. Not according to what I've said. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But you need to know that it's beyond that. Parlez-vous le français? Écoutez. Edison. Adia Ben Aye. Wana. Munio. God don't catch you. Everything I said now, did you hear? You heard, you didn't understand. Faith does not come by hearing, it comes by understanding. A man that hears that doesn't understand, it's not different from somebody that has ever heard. You heard everything I said, you didn't understand. Everybody has heard now. If you don't understand what I've said, it cannot work for you. Listen to me. There is revelation, there is interpretation, there is application. Sir, man, young prophet, young prophetess, listen to me. You heard a revelation from God. Tell people the revelation. Stop interpreting. That is where people become false prophets. They are interpreting with their sense. It's not everybody that has the revelation that has the gift of interpretation. There is tongue, the interpretation of tongue. We have people that have revelation that now stand up. I was praying for you yesterday, and God told me, tell the person the exact dream. If he asks me for interpretation, both of you should. Don't say, I told them at the second service, a family that nearly scattered, I was in my office when they came to meet me. What was the issue? It was hell. But thank God. The wife had a revelation. And woke up in the morning and told the wife, husband, and said, tell me this, tell me that, tell me this, and tell me that. Tired saying different things to the husband. So they came. Bahala up and down. Auntie, tell me the revelation. She told me revelation. I felt like slap. You know, pastors know they slap. I felt like sending the Holy Spirit whip to whip her. A mother of a house that God has shown something that is about to happen. Instead of relating what happened, she interpreted it according to her own destiny and caused problems in the family. And I told them, this is the interpretation of a dream. Pray about this. Let's pray about the Lord is about to bring lifting. And you know, God has brought that lifting to the family. They will have missed it. They will have missed that lifting. They will have scattered and separated. Why? If an inexperienced person that is feeling that he understands revelation was interpreting what he does not know. Listen, what am I saying? There is revelation. There is interpretation. Interpretation is understanding. It is the comprehension. Understanding is the right perception and the right discernment. First Chronicles 12:32. There is a tribe in Israel that walks in understanding. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The spirit of understanding makes you understand timing. Makes you to understand seasons. It was almost 88. Almost 21 years after I knew I was going to become a bivocational pastor, that I became a bivocational pastor. Some people, if they see division, they will run with it immediately. They don't know timing. People struggle when they don't have understanding of times and seasons. Many people have right word, correct word. They present the word in a negative way and they are rejected. Why? Understanding, anointing without understanding leads to annoyance. Frustration. He has an oil upon his head, but nobody is following him. He lacks understanding. He's not different from a donkey. You must know issues to talk to people about. You must know issues to send text about. You must know issues to chat about. You must know issues to send voice message about. You must know issues to go one-on-one on. Understanding. There's an issue about your life and destiny. You are sending WhatsApp message to pastor. at 2 a.m. It's about your life and your destiny. You are not serious. Understanding. Understanding. The Bible says a man without understanding is like a mule. It's like a donkey without sense. You need understanding. That's why he says in Proverbs 4:7, with all your getting, with all your getting, get understanding. I think it's Stephen Covey in his book, Seven Effective Something, that says, understand and be understood. Something like that. You need understanding. Please, do we understand? Do you understand that you need understanding? Hello, sir. Do you understand that you need understanding? The last one I will talk about today is the spirit of counsel. Wonderful dimension of a spirit that many people have missed. The Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is a dimension of the Holy Spirit that is a spirit of counsel. Father, should I take that step? And the Holy Spirit responds. Is that dimension of the Holy Spirit that prophecy comes from? Where God wants to counsel His people and gives an instruction through a word of prophecy, which is what He is to perform. So we operate the gift of counsel by inquiries, by asking God questions. Issues of life and death, issues of destiny. Let us ask questions before we move. Ask the Lord. He always wants to answer. But anyone that is in a hurry cannot enjoy the spirit of counsel, because He speaks to you at His own time. You have to have understanding of timing to be able to wait for counsel. 2 Samuel 5:19-25. Let me quickly read that and move on. Look at it. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go to the Philistines? Would I deliver them into my hands? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand. Okay, let's go. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the bridge of waters. Therefore, he called the name of a place Baal-perazim, which means God breaks. And they left their images, and David and his men burned them. Abi. And the Philistines came up yet again. As long as you are alive, there will be challenge yet again after you have overcome one. Me, I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. You never know life. Till the time where you don't sing the song. Everything don't they okay, but as long as you're on this earth, there will be challenges. But you always be overcoming. Your name is Godwin, Shegun, Victor, and you never fight any battle. You are just deceiving yourself. In this life, you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He asked the first time. Look at the second time. And the Philistines turned up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. In this time around, plenty, they spread themselves. And when, look at David again. If it were to be a member, some of the members of Nehemiah, of which they would just remember the prayer point of yesterday. Quickly, they carry it. Hey, my father, every die, perish, go away. It is not by the prayers of yesterday, it's by the revelation of today. he inquired again. I see many people, good thing, in the place of prayer, when we are supposed to be praying, they are busy writing prayer points. You are supposed to pray, get the tape and write prayer points later. There is an anointing when we are praying that is even the one in your house when you are alone. You just know to understand the things of the Spirit. David inquired the Lord. He said, and the Lord said, Thou shalt not go up. We started teaching about the weapons of our warfare. We started with the blood of Jesus. We are moved to fire. Do you know that as powerful as the blood of Jesus is, there are some prayers we pray at that time using the blood of Jesus that it will not solve it. That is when we get to praying with fire that it solves it. Because there are many weapons and the Lord uses the one he wants for you. He inquired again and the Lord said, you shall not go up. Fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. Look at verse 24. 24, sir. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of going in the tops of a mulberry tree, then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. The first time around, go. The second time, don't go. Stay. Wait. Wait for his sound. When you hear the angels running on the mulberry tree, they have gone ahead of you. Go. Listen to me. The spirit of counsel is the chief strategist of God that gives you strategy. Is the chief counselor that gives you counsel. Is the advisor that advises you. Is the instructor that shows you the way to go by time by the counsel of the Lord. Did you notice for some of us that everything everybody is doing, you don't look at this business everybody doing. When you enter the team, because you enter because Naim with it, Naim they reign now. Business now you they reign no. Now you they reign no. They dance into it. They cried out because the chief strategy did not talk to them. You see many people traveling abroad now. Canada, UK, America, everywhere. People are going. Then you just look at it. This my friend has gone. That one I got 2 weeks ago, same day or interval of 2 days. Three people called me, three of my friends called me and say they are going, you know. May the Lord be with you. May He go with you. May you not suffer there. You go according to direction. Don't go based on Nigeria activated reaction to present realities. I was telling them the second service, God took me through the Bible on Monday. People that left Israel during challenges. Naomi. Different ones. Joseph, Daniel. People that left at different times. And the result of their leaving. And what happened after they left? You must know what the Lord is telling you before you take decisions. You need to engage the spirit of counsel. Are we in church? Lift your two hands up. Say, by the spirit of counsel, I will not go astray. I will not miss the road. I will walk in the path of righteousness. I will not walk in the path of destruction. I will not take a decision that will put me in trouble. By the spirit of counsel, I will take the right decision always. By the spirit of counsel, I will be elevated and be promoted. By the spirit of counsel, I will take the right decision wherever I am. By the spirit of counsel, by the spirit of counsel, I overcome, I overrule, I move forward by the spirit of counsel. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah 30, 21. We just end with that today. We've taken four of the dimensions. We'll continue next time. Isaiah 30, 21. This is an operation of a spirit of cancer. Can we read together? One, two, go. And thy ears shall hear a voice behind. Give me ESV, New King James, NIV, or this thing don't really move my teeth today. Dying, and thou shalt be steered thyself up. Now this one they teach me for school. Okay, let's go. One, two, go. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. That's the spirit of cancer. Whenever you turn to the right, or whenever you turn to the left, you will hear that voice. This is the way. Walk in it. Lift your two hands up. Your voice of direction. I will not miss it. Can we pray together? Your voice of direction. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray one more prayer? Anybody in a deep problem, difficult problem, can we open our heads? Let's open our heads. My boss once sent a test to me and I needed to respond. I responded. Oh no, I sent a test to my boss. He responded. On his phone, it showed delivered. The thing no appear for my phone. And it was a weekend. I needed to deliver the thing on a Monday. He was expecting that as I walk into the office, I deliver it to him. I never saw it. And it needed to be delivered. Deep problem. That's just an example of it. Anyone in any deep problem, can we just pray together? Any deep problem, just lift your hands to him. And say, Lord, have mercy on me. Talk to him. I'll pray by the spirit of counsel. Anyone in a deep problem. 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 Receive the grace of the Lord. Receive a ministration of the seven dimensions of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Let there be operations of the dimensions of the Spirit of the Lord in that area of your life. Even though you are the one guilty, let mercy speak for you. Let the blood of Jesus speak for you. Let the blood make a way for you. Let the blood correct your errors. Let there be a repair in your foundations. In the foundation of this decision I put in trouble, let the blood speak there. Let the blood speak there. Let the blood speak there. Any good thing you are doing that is being evilly spoken of, that is being misattributed, let the blood arise and cover you. Let the blood arise and help you. Things you meant for good that is being interpreted for evil, let the blood speak for you. This one I'm talking about, many of you have not realized yet. I say again, things you are doing for good that is being interpreted for evil that you don't know about, let the blood of Jesus speak for you. We thank you, we give you glory, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.